The last time Mount Agung erupted on the island of Bali, John F. Kennedy was in the White House. It was early 1963, and the eruption killed more than 1,000 people. Nearly 2 weeks ago, the Indonesian government declared a level 4 alert for the volcano and ordered major evacuations within an exclusion zone of 7.5 miles. The government said that included about 70,000 people from 27 villages, but more than twice that number evacuated, fearing an eruption might go further than the government's estimate. At the end of last week, the local governor said people beyond that danger zone should return home. The volcanic activity has not stopped, but scientists say there's no way to predict when or if the volcano will erupt. Even though it's not close to most tourist areas, this is affecting the visitor industry. The Bali Hotel and Restaurant Association reports about 5,000 travelers have canceled their island vacation plans for this month, about 20% of the normal volume this time of year. On Wednesday, the governor of Bali urged foreign countries to remove travel warnings that were issued because of the volcano. He said he spoke to consular officials from more than 30 countries to explain the limited area at risk, adding that Bali's international airport is on the south side of the island, nearly 50 miles away from the volcano. With the Asian Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.